An Australian counter-insurgency specialist who was one of the architects of the U.S. troop surge in Iraq has told the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee in Washington that Afghanistan is on the brink of complete collapse. As the Obama administration prepares to increase its military presence in Afghanistan, David Kilcullen has said that 2009 will be a critical year for Allied forces. Australia has said it would only consider sending additional troops to Afghanistan if NATO countries did the same. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports. David Kilcullen has been giving advice to the powerful US Senate Foreign Relations Committee about the best course of action in Afghanistan. The security expert, who was instrumental in shaping the US troop surge in Iraq, has compared the worsening situation in Afghanistan to the Vietnam War. He's warned that unless American commanders can stabilize Afghanistan, the country will fail.
The level of violence in terms of violent incidents is up about 40% on this time last year. Popular support for the government and government legitimacy is collapsing. So I think it's no exaggeration to say that it's a critical year in Afghanistan, and if we don't get it right this year, we may not succeed.
Kilcullen, a former Australian infantry officer, has said that redeploying large numbers of soldiers from Iraq to Afghanistan might not have the same big impact the surge managed to create during the Iraqi conflict. He has suggested that rather than focusing on taking the fight to insurgents, protecting the Afghan population could transform the campaign there. The thinking is that if people feel safe, they're more likely to engage in the political process, which is what he says has happened in Iraq. The United States is considering doubling its troop presence in Afghanistan this year to roughly 60,000 in a bid to regain the initiative from Taliban militants and prop up the government of embattled Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Australia has about 1,000 military personnel in Afghanistan, and defence officials in Canberra have said they would consider a request from US President Barack Obama to increase those levels, but only if other NATO members also commit greater numbers to the South Asian nation. David Kilcullen has said that Australia might better serve its international partners by sending civilian administrators to rebuild the mechanisms of government in Afghanistan, as it has done to some of its troubled neighbours in the South Pacific, most notably in Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.